as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, welcome in here tonight live on WWCR, right out of Nashville, Tennessee. It's March the 4th. Man, how time moves on. And tonight, part two of our message that we began last Sunday night. We're talking about the conspiracy of the evil ones as they present the house of Israel with a riddle. Tonight, we're going to tune in on the great riddler of riddlers, the Joker. That man they call the Wicked One, the Tare, the Evil One, Satan. We're going to examine what this Joker has done to the house of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, all death, all separation, all misery comes from the great Joker. We're going to talk about it in detail. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on tonight right out of Nashville, Tennessee on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South. Well, let's go now into the scriptures as we go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 3. In the mouth of the foolish is the rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Joker came to puff up the heart of the prophets of Israel. Did you know that for filthy lucre, the pride and the lust and the envy of prestige and honor among those that could buy his soul, Balaam sold out for a piece of bread? Did you know that the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7, to run from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge? Get away from all of those who will sell out to the Joker. Who's the Joker? Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's the one that come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's the one that come to sow the tare. He come to bring in confusion. You know what confusion is? Every evil work is prescribed by the Joker. Listen to me as we go into the book of Proverbs again, chapter 15, verse 7. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. You ever notice them? The foolish. They have been had by the Joker. In vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine. Oh, they think that since they've got a doctorate degree in divinity, and that they speak well, and that they have smooth speech and enticing words of man's wisdom, brought to them courtesy and delivered into their heart, the foolish, by the Joker. Ladies and gentlemen, this Joker would deceive, listen to me well tonight, because we could all become victims of the Joker. The Bible said to make your election and calling sure, because the Joker is for sure going about seeking whom he may devour. As, not a ruined lamb, but as resist him, he'll flee from you. Oh, yes, but Pastor Buddy, the foolish sell out, as I said, for a piece of bread. That's true. And did you know that they that sell out prosper? Marvel not if the wicked prosper. Did you know that the Bible tells us in Proverbs 21:20, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up. Those who are eager to have the finer things of life, a bigger ministry, something great, something prestigious. Did you know that Hezekiah, who was in charge of the king's treasure, that is, the things that belongeth, the sacred holy things that belonged in the temple of Yahweh, he invited the evil kings, the jokers. Ladies and gentlemen, the jokers are everywhere. And they will find you if you are effectively wreaking havoc with the kingdom of the joker. Now, the joker don't take it lightly. He will not take it laying down. He's about his job going about, going to and fro. And he will find your street address. He will send a woman that would move your heart. He would send money to move your heart. He would send enticing things of materials to move your heart. He will send you a doctrine of a degree from some university or a school of divinity to make you think that you are somebody. But the labor of the foolish worrieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. You ladies and gentlemen, Abraham knew how to go. He leaned on the staff of his faith. Jacob leaned on the staff of his faith as he wisely rejected the foolish things, as did the Apostle Paul, and as did the labor of the foolish that worrieth every one of them, that frustrates the token of the liars and makes the diviners mad, that turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolish. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hear a lot of foolishness going on today. More people are worried about a vaccination shot that will make their body sick, but they will greedily, eagerly submit to the false doctrine, the rotten garbage coming out of the mouth of the foolish. Jeremiah 4:22, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They're worried about the things of the world. It's not that that goeth into the body. You could be vaccinated with every evil thing in the world, with your soul insulated with the truth, and you could avoid the joker and those who would deceive the very elect. If you've escaped that, marvel not, ladies and gentlemen, for the world is worried about something that they can take internally in a physical realm. Do not worry about him that can destroy the body, but worry about him. And I warn you, foolish ones of the house of Israel, worry about him that can destroy both soul and body in the lake of fire. So then, what would you rather be full of? Give me a choice. I would take every vaccination that the devil's got to put in my flesh body, as long as my soul has been inoculated with the truth, and I've not swallowed any of the false doctrine of the wicked. Now, I don't envy, I don't eat unclean foods, and I don't partake of the system's mechanics of things they have to offer. But still yet, if they locked me up and shot me full of a vaccination or something that I was afraid it would kill me, I am not only willing to suffer, I'm ready to die. Because I have eaten from the table of the Master, and I have not ran greedily in the error of Balaam for the reward of the foolishness of the joker. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan never sleeps. He never rests. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children. They have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. Did you know that Jeremiah said, O foolish people without understanding, which have eyes to see and which have ears to not, in Jeremiah 5:21, that they go about as they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stork is a doctrine of vanities, delivering ignorance after ignorance of inflated doctrine of the joker, a way that seems right. And they are full of dead men's bones. As they stand up, they turn their palms outwardly, they stroke heaven, and they lovingly, caringly close their fluttering eyes full of adultery and falsehoods as they preach a gospel of pretense and leave off the most important thing that should take them to the altar of righteousness. Zechariah says in 11:15, And Yahweh said unto me, Take unto you yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. These foolish shepherds that are speaking daily, they spend hours, but they don't tell you nothing. They speak well. Oh, the philosophy of the jokers and the ramblers, oh, they ramble on and never say nothing. You're full of popcorn when you leave, and you thought that you were getting steak. 30 minutes after the message is over, so is the remembrance of the message. Ladies and gentlemen, when a preacher comes that is cutting you, the Bible said, Woe to the shepherds, the foolish shepherds that fail to bring blood. The blood is the bleeding of the flesh as they cut through down to the marrow of the bone. As the prophets of wisdom separate the foolishness with the rod of correction. Matthew 7:26, And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto be to a foolish man that the joker has come in to deceive and turn from their wicked way. Did you know that the Bible says that the foolish take no oil in the lamps that they carry about? Oh, they look like lights. But when you want to light their understanding up, they have none. They're foolish, sottish children without understanding that have eyes to see and cannot see the divine covenant revelations of Almighty Yahweh, and they have ears to hear and cannot hear. As it says in Matthew 25:2, And five of them are wise and five are foolish. And that is the two houses demonstrating the right hand, left hand aspect of wisdom and foolishness. Today, you have set before you good and evil. Choose this day whom you will serve. Matthew 25:3, They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. What is oil? It is the oil of revelation. It is the oil of understanding. It is the oil of conviction. It is the oil of determination. I will, David said, have no other gods before me. There is only one true God for Jacob Israel. His name, and these prophets will call him Lord. They run back there, and the Lord God said this. How many lords are they? Well, there are literally thousands of lords. The word Lord strictly means master. Satan can be your master. He's the father of a lie. And if you believe a lie, you can be damned. And yet you think in your heart, your foolish heart, bound up with pride, separated from the commonwealth of the revelation of truth. or you think more of your prestige, your honor, the things that you have in possession that will profit nothing in the day that you have to give an account for your life and for your doings. Did you know there's going to be more preachers in hell lift up their eyes and weep and mourn? Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord! They're going to be full of preachers in hell lifting up their eyes, hollering, Lord, you foolish shepherds that will not reveal the true name. Listen to me. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. But they that will be rich. You know, preachers are trying to get a retirement fund. They're preaching for the day that they can take their ease in Zion. Oh, I'll be more independent, Pastor Buddy, when I get my fortune made. Oh, I'll tell it like it is when I get my fortune. I won't take nothing off nobody, then glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the poor that preach the gospel. Did you know that the rich fall into many temptations and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition by the joker? You know who the joker is? The evil one. Oh, yet he comes to you as a shining light. Oh, you need a bigger church. Oh, you need a better delivery system. Oh, you need to be on the air 24/7. You need to be beaming your great message down on satellite to the hearts of those foolish children that love the ear-tickling experience that you've got as you speak smoothly, as you present yourself as someone with nothing to say except you're popping out the things that the joker has put in your mind. And you've sold out, as Balaam did, for a filthy lucre or a dollar or FRN on your 501(c) tax-exempt status as you preach to impress the people. When you come to see Pastor Buddy, you won't be too impressed. Neither in my presence or from my presence. I have nothing to impress you with except the Word. And if you want the Word, then you and I can take sweet counsel together. We can agree on one thing. The Word of God, the Word of Yahweh, is forever settled. And nothing can be added to it. And nothing taken away. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. For you know that we ourselves were sometimes foolish. I know preachers that have preached the Lord and God everywhere across the United States, and finally, including myself, found out His wonderful, magnificent name. And then when you preach it, all of your appointments that you had before become suddenly counseled. Why? Because, well, Pastor Buddy, you bring that old name over here and you make our people mad, and you bring so many of them revelations they ain't never heard, glory to God, and they just can't stand it, and it just upsets them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those who would like to stroke the ego of man, the world is full of the foolish shepherds. But as it says in 1 Corinthians, where is the wise? Where is the scribe that will preach the gospel? Did you know that Christ is preached in the streets, by the lake banks, at a little rowboat, in the hedges and highways, as He ordered and ordained us to preach outside the system and not in it? Oh, these preachers that claim to preach the truth, you can't tell them from the preachers of the world. Oh, yeah, they got the revelation. Oh, I know who Jacob Israel is. That's God's chosen people. Well, how does God's chosen people get redeemed? Well, through His name. Did you know that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower And the Bible says that the righteous run into it and they are safe. Now, let me show you something, ladies and gentlemen, as we are marching on in time. Revelations 15 and 2. I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. Oh, my. Did you know that the Bible says that only one third of the house of Israel is going to come through the fire refined? A remnant? Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is using the remnant preachers, those who care not for the riches and the deceitfulness of riches, that the joker. You know, I've had millionaires to approach me. I've had 3 millionaires in my life try to buy me and control me to tell me what to preach. All I had to do was stroke their ego, preach their brand of salvation to get their dead, rotten, stinking carcass into the kingdom and promise them liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, I would sell out my poverty, my poorness, for the riches. If I was to drive a Rolls Royce or fly in a Learjet from city to city and have stadiums full to preach to, I'd rather preach to 5 in a house of truth than to dwell with tens of thousands with a joker in control. The joker came to steal. The joker came to see that you didn't get victory over the beast. I saw a sea of glass mingled with fire, the refinement of silver and gold. Ladies and gentlemen, with much tribulation shall you enter the kingdom of heaven. It's a straight and narrow gate, and listen to me well, only a few there be that find it. When you bring the name, you bring the separator. Listen to this now. I saw them that had gotten the victory over the beast. Who is this beast? It's a system that has been devised by Christianity, given to us courtesy of a church that is called the Whore of Revelation 17. I saw those few that had gotten the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark. Oh, you know what the word mark is? If you look at it in the aspect and remove the mem, which is the M of the English language, it is ark, A-R-K, mark, M-A-R-K. You are the ark that needs, you are in need of the mark. Did you know that those that went into the city of eternal life had the mark of the Father's name in their forehead? They didn't have Lord there. That's the joker mark. They didn't have God there. That's the joker mark. They didn't have Father there. That's the joker. He's the father of a lie. They didn't have the Son there. That's the father of a lie. He's the son of perdition and the father of a lie. He has a spirit of a joker to deceive the very elect. I saw them that had gotten the victory over the joker. Do you have victory over the joker? Do you know that when a preacher stands up and talks about the Lord for 30 minutes and tells you nothing, that you know, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, and many thousands of other scriptures, that the Lord has been misappropriated or mistranslated into the scriptures? Get rid of the Lord. Well, it's in my Septuagint, and that's the Lord's Word. Well, it's in my Ungers, and that's the Lord's Word. Well, it's in my Rotherham, and that's the Lord's Word. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the Apostle Paul got introduced in the 26th chapter of the book of Acts to him that was not the Lord? Neither was he Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, he had a Hebrew name. He still got it. The only one he ever had, the only one he ever will. Well, I just don't know, Pastor Buddy. Listen to this. And over his mark and over the number of his name. What is the number of the name? Now, the mark is a name. It says here, over the number of his name. What's his name? Well, ladies and gentlemen, write for my information, victory over the mark of the name that the world lives by, but they're dead because the Joker has come along in the midnight hour and deceived and would deceive the very elect. I saw those that had gotten the victory over the mark of the number of his name stand on the sea of glass having the harps of Yahweh. Revelation 15 and 2. Read it for yourself. Revelation 14, 11. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. The smoke of the torment of those who have failed victim to the Joker. The Riddler, ladies and gentlemen, and the Joker. Have you become a victim? Did you know that there is a torment to those preachers that do not have the liberty to preach this name that I preach? They can't go into the Old Testament and pull out the Hebrew scriptures. They'll hint around with the Greek. They'll talk about the Tetragrammaton. But they'll tell you real quick, well, I don't know how to pronounce it, neither do you. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think that Pharaoh knew how to pronounce the name when for the purpose Yahweh raised up Pharaoh to declare his name throughout the earth? And the priest, the jokers, oh man, they burned the midnight oil of deception, not the midnight oil of gladness and revelation. They'll tell you that Yahweh's name is too sacred to utter. But those false prophets will have the smoke of their torment ascending up forever. And they will have no rest day or night that worship the beast in his image and received the mark of his name. The Joker, the enemy, has sowed a name into the house of the wheat. And the house of the wheat gladly bowed to the Joker, who has a name that they live by, but they're dead. Revelations 13, 17. And Revelations 13 and 1. The name of blasphemy. Revelations 13 and 1. 13 and 17. No man could buy or sell. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot go into these denominational systems that call on this pagan Baal name that is presented and orchestrated and designed and sent by the Joker to those who would preach this name of blasphemy. No man could buy or sell save he that had the mark of the beast and the number of his name. I'm not welcome into denominational systems. Have you ever wondered why that Pastor Buddy cannot go where they use this false name that was introduced to the world by the Joker? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I just got through preaching a five-hour series on the Joker. Ladies and gentlemen, with the whore, the harlots, and the pagan names. Ladies and gentlemen, you need not to be deceived. If you hear his voice, Ezekiel 44 and verse 5, and Yahweh said unto me, Son of man, mark them well. And behold with your eyes, and hear with thine ears all that I have to say unto thee concerning all the ordinances of the house of Yahweh and all the laws there are, and mark well the entering in of the house with every going forth of the sanctuary. Mark them that come in. And that reminds me again of the gospel of Revelations chapter 22, verse 4. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, in Revelations 22 and verse 4, it has a name in the forehead and the name of the Holy One of the House of Israel. Only one name, the same, yesterday, today, and forever, introduced in Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 to Moses. I'm coming back at the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, with part two of The Joker. Ladies and gentlemen, fight the good fight of faith. Did you know that the Bible says that Satan has declared war on the people of Yahweh? Did you know that the Baal prophets, those that promote Lord, look at the Holman Bible Dictionary or the Unger Bible Dictionary. Look up now. Look up the word Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the word Lord in the Bible dictionary will refer you to Baal, B-A-A-L? That's the Joker name, ladies and gentlemen. Lord, the Joker name. It is a title ascribed, brought to you courtesy of, never was Lord in the Bible. That's a added evolutionary word of language devaluation. Listen to this. Behold, said Samuel, 26:21, then said Saul, David, my son, I have sinned. I have done you harm because I thought that you were trying to take my kingdom, but I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. Did you know that the devil will fill your heart with jealousy, envy, strife, and pride? Did you know the Bible said that pride goes before a fall? Brought to you courtesy. Pride is brought to you courtesy of the Joker. An humble man, when he's rebuked, will receive instruction from the wise. But a fool has said in his heart, there is no judgment of the L. But did you know that they that reject the counsel of the wise are corrupt? They do abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Psalms 14:1, 49:10, for he seeth that wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the brutish person perish and leaves their wealth to others. What if you gained the whole world with the false name and had to answer to the true. Well, what if you gave up all of the world for a true name? You'll never have to answer to the false one. Woo, hallelujah. But Psalms 92 verse 6, a brutish man does not know this, nor does a fool understand it. Did you know that the wise man didn't build a bigger barn to gather his treasures into? He had none to gather. Did you know that the poor in this earth, rich in faith, are the inheritors of the world to come? And the rich fall into many temptations. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He goeth after her straightway, as the ox goeth to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks. They that run after this harlot whore, and her name of blasphemy. Well, the Lord loves you, honey. Glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, there's many lords and many gods. Which one? Oh, Pastor Buddy, you're just a troublemaker. You come on the air and you try to convince me there's only one name. I pray tell you, is there more than one name? You can't serve two masters, let alone one. Hear, O Israel. My message to, for, and about the house of Israel. I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I am from the kingdom principle, revelation genetics of the house of Joseph, chosen to come forth in the last days to preach this gospel that the joker is on his job. And now the revelation that exposes the joker and his works. Oh, Pastor Buddy, you know that the Jews are God's chosen people. That's the joker mentality working on them to deceive the very elect. And many of the house of Israel are sitting as a prating fool in the house of the wicked, calling on a false name, Lord and God. And when a pastor comes along and earnestly contends for the faith and asks you to identify the Lord that you're calling on or the God that you're calling on, and they go to speaking in tongues. Ladies and gentlemen, you can speak with tongues of men and angels, and if you ain't got the truth, it ain't going to profit you nothing, because I know I've been among them where they speak in tongues, they run to and fro, hang on the rafters and shout the house down, but after the house shouting stops, the truth begins, and the prating fools that have run the aisles in bodily exercise and don't know three scriptures, all they know, they've got an emotional binge, and they're drunk on ignorance, fear, and superstition. Psalms 92:6 says, the brutish don't know it, neither does a fool understand it. Ladies and gentlemen, the wise in heart receives commandments. Proverbs 10 and 8. But the wise will stand forever and inherit the earth, but the fool shall fall. For he that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool again shall fall. Proverbs 10:18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips. You know, a lot of preachers hate me, but they're afraid to write me or call me. They won't confront me. They hide behind their little podiums with their hands lifted toward the Lord and the gods that they serve and justify their congregation and their outreach and hide the truth from the people. I'm telling you, David was not a prating fool, but Saul was. He was full of envy and jealousy. Didn't want to give up his little kingdom that Yahweh was tearing down for him. And ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you one thing, that only the truth will stand long when tongues cease and your shouting stops. Charity endures forever. Did you know that in Proverbs 10:23, it is a sport to a fool to do mischief? you know, these sporting fools get up and they talk great, worse, swelling words, having men's spirits in admiration that they could be admired and looked at as some great preacher. You know, I look at some of the greatest preachers that have the biggest crowds that say nothing. It's the few that are hated. When you bring the revelation of the true house of Israel, you're hated. You're despised. You're cast down and you are forsaken. When you bring the name, you separate yourself from even those that preach the message to the house of Israel because they have bought into the joker, the midnight rambler, the one on his job, the one that never sleeps, the one that would deceive the very elect. In Proverbs 13:16, ever prudent man deals with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wise man feareth and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is very confident. Did you know that the Bible said they're going to wait until that day and stand before him and say, Lord, reckon in that day that they won't be embarrassed when Yahweh's going to say, many of them, which one? Oh Lord, my pastor told me your name was Lord. Lord this and Lord that. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus? Lord Jesus? Yeah, it's Lord Jesus now, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, very appropriately, the land has been filled with the Lord Jesus's coming in like a flood. But Yahweh is a wise man that feareth his name. The man of wisdom shall see the name of Yahweh, and he will fear and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. And in the book of Gospel of Revelations 22:4, he will be worthy to enter into the city in the name of Yahweh. The Son said, John 5:42, I come in my Father's name. The Father's name was not Jesus. The Father's name was not Jesus. The Father's name was not Lord. The Father's name was not God. You ignorant and unlearned serpents of the seed of the joker, full well you fill up the measure of hell. She's enlarged her borders to receive the deceived and those that deceive, who shall lift up their voices in everlasting torment, receiving the greater damnation. For it says in Proverbs 15:5, a fool despises his father's instruction. Did you know that in John 14:6, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. Lord, show us the Father. Show us the Father. And the Father said unto them, Yahweh in a flesh body said unto them, have I been so long with you and you have not known me? Not we, us, or them. He's only got one name. He's only one person. The fullness of the Godhead bodily is in the Messiah who was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah, even to them that believe on his name. But the fool rages and is confident as he trusts in the many lords and the many gods, or a pagan false name by the whore church invented and brought purposely by the jokers of the false church. Listen to me well. Proverbs 17:7, excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. Proverbs 17:10, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes of the joker. Oh my. Proverbs 17:12, let a bear robbed of the whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd rather take my chances with a bear that's robbed of her cubs than to be in the presence of a foolish preacher, a sottish preacher, a world gain preacher. I know them as far as I can see them. They preach for fame and gain. They build their barns bigger, their churches bigger, and they would deceive the simple that turn in. But a wise man is before them that have understanding, but the fools have eyes that are in all of the earth. Proverbs 17:28, even a fool when he holds his peace is counted wise, and he that shuts his lips is esteemed as a man of understanding. Even a fool that holds his peace. But foolish preachers that are preaching false names, Babylonian names, whore names. You say it's in the Bible, Pastor Buddy. Yeah, they rejected the true name, put in a false name, and the preachers ran greedily after the heir of Balaam because so many people believe in it. Because they're fools and have no understanding. They have no wisdom. Follies in their house. They will not endure reproof. They have no excellent speech. They despise the Father's instruction, and they will not depart from evil as the fool rages and is confident in what he says he can read rather than what he can prove. Ladies and gentlemen, you better search the Scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. The Bereans were wise to go back to the Old Covenant, and they searched out the name that Paul preached that he once fought. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it time? I'm speaking to you radio preachers. Don't you think it's time that you come out with all the truth and quit lying so that you could live in ease in your houses of splendor, in your mountains of mortar and brick of deception that the folly of the fools have built for you? As they have been led astray by the joker. You have troubled the house of Israel. You shall inherit the wind, and you shall be a servant to the wise. You fool that is set in your heart, there is no Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, a fool has no delight in understanding, but his heart may at one time discover himself, for such were some of you, such was I. Foolish, ignorant, unlearned, unanointed, fell victim to the joker as I ran with zeal, with no knowledge. Get knowledge and then get zeal. Most people get zeal with no knowledge. My people, Hosea 4:6, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant that has a rule over a prince. Ladies and gentlemen, you know these preachers that have rule over us that will not tell us the true name are victims of the joker and would deceive those that would be deceived because they can play well on an instrument or they can speak well behind their pulpit as they pull the pit of hell in around themselves and them that would hear them as they are victim of the joker that does not sleep, that goes about seeking whom he may devour with a name that seems right. Proverbs 23:9, speak not in the years of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope tonight that you have enough wisdom to know that I love you to preach this message to you. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach this message. I would be somewhere taking my ease in the whore system. that calls on a false name, where I could take my ease in Zion, where I could perish with a famine of those in the land that have big bellies and no spiritual food. Oh my, how they lay out the gourmet dinners at the pulpits of vain religion, as in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. But as it says in Proverbs 19:1, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in the lips of a rich fool. For a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. I hear these preachers, they fumble and mumble and jumble and peep and murder the innocent and fill them with false doctrine, then complain about a vaccination shot. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get shot with a revelation of truth. For it's snow in the summer and it's rain in the harvest. So honor is not seemly for a fool. You better get it while the harvest is ripe. You better come in while you can. You better get the only name given according to Revelations 14:1. The Father's name that was revealed by Yahweh Shua, wrapped in a flesh body of the Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, verse 6. Father, I have manifested thy name. I have manifested thy name, Father, to the men that thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. Keep through thy holy name. For it is an honor for a man to cease from strife and ignorance. But a fool will go on meddling in his delight of foolishness. For a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for strokes. Oh yeah, they'll call out. Very subtly, they'll speak my name in their circles where they're not heard, because I'm not there to defend the gospel. But the bird that sits on the windowsills will take wings and tell the matter. For a fool's mouth is his destruction, his lips are a snare to his soul. By your words you're justified, and by your words you're condemned. That fool has no delight in understanding. Oh, they know how to bring the name and the revelation. They know what the Hebrew Bible says is the divine covenant name. Oh, they'll get up and they'll fill their pulpit with exclamations of hallelujah, and then bring you another name when there's not another name under heaven whereby that they can be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, my time has come and gone. As it says in Ecclesiastes 5:3, for a dream cometh through the multitude of businesses, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of his words. For who hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? Ladies and gentlemen, the foolish foldeth his hands together and eats his own flesh through his words, as he brings the gospel of the joker. And if you can solve this riddle, who is the joker? And who is the man from Galilee? Who was he in the 7th chapter of the book of St. John, as he told them that he was from the little obscure village over in Bethel of Galilee? And yet, you believe he was born somewhere over in Bethlehem, Judea, by the cunning craftiness and the lying pen of the scribes. You fell victim to the deception and the deceit. For Christ himself said, beware of the scribes. That's somebody that's wrote in your Bible, ladies and gentlemen. You better beware. Well, Ladies and gentlemen, we have a website that's pastorbuddy.org and pastorbuddy.net. Visit us there. And let me give you my sponsor tonight, Brother Bob. He's up in the great state of Wisconsin, 1-920-293-8024. If you got credit card debt, call Bob. If you have a STEM tech needs, which is a marvelous product of all natural substance that will increase the T-cell count in your bloodstream. A lot of science going into this marvelous product. Paul, Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Give him a call. Tell him Pastor Buddy sent you. And, of course, my good friend and my fellow preaching commander-in-chief down in the great state of Mississippi, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Give him a call. We need your help on the Shepherd's Call. I'm just a poor preacher, ladies and gentlemen, Tennessee plowboy, eighth grade education, called to preach the gospel and to come against the Joker and the midnight ramblers of the darkness of Satan. I am a light being from the consolation of Orion. And I know in whom I believe. I know that the scriptures will indicate that I'm from above. So are you if you belong to Yahweh and you're wise in your heart and you shall shine as the brightness of the firmament of the Milky Way to whom he gave the command, my people, which are called by my name. Now, let me give you the telephone number that you can call me tonight. I'm live here on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, the Cadillac of the industry, ladies and gentlemen, of the shortwave. That's Pastor Buddy, 1-423-626-2172. Now, again, quickly, 1-423-626-2172. Now, if you would like to write me and write for these series that I'm doing on the Riddler and the Joker and the Midnight Ramblers that are out here in darkness trying to do their best to deceive the very elect. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Come and join me in the battle for Yahweh. It's a battle of the minority coming against the majority of the deception of the mark of the name of the beast that had a way that seemed right, brought to you courtesy of and paid for in full by the blood of the saints, the midnight joker, the great riddle, ladies and gentlemen. Who is the joker? He's the man that brought the name of falsehood, the one that seems right. Come on and get with Yahweh. I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR. Right out of Nashville, Tennessee. Yah bless you.